Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series Real Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn to Romans, please. The third chapter, Romans chapter 3, and in the third verse. Romans 3 and 3 says, "For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect?" Now here's two questions. What's the answer to these two questions? Verse 4 is the answer. God forbid. God forbid. The Weiss translation, instead of saying God forbid, says, "Let no one ever think such a thing." Let no one ever think such a thing. Think what? Think that the faith of God doesn't work. That the faith of God doesn't have effect and results. Just because some didn't believe, that doesn't mean faith doesn't work. Very important to know this. Go to Timothy, please. 2 Timothy, the second chapter. God is real, and faith in Him, real faith in Him, works for everybody, all the time. Do you believe it?
Yeah.
How many believe God is real?
Yeah.
And real faith in Him gets real results.
Yeah.
Every time. And what if some didn't get their faith right? If their faith wasn't right and real, does that make real faith ineffective? Let nobody ever think such a thing. In 2 Timothy, 2 chapter, 13th verse. Let's see, what did I do? 1 Timothy is where I want you to go right now. I got ahead of myself. 1 Timothy 1 and 4. 1 Timothy 1 and 4 says, "Neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies which minister questions, rather than godly edifying which is in faith. So do." Now the end of the commandment is love out of a pure heart and a good conscience, and a faith unfeigned. Three of the most important things you could talk about in the Christian life and walk. Love out of a pure heart, a good or a clear conscience, and faith that is what? Not just faith, but unfeigned faith. Now, that's not a word we use so much in modern vernacular. But what does that mean? Unfeigned would be not feigned. And feigned means to pretend. Feigned faith would be fake faith or pretend faith or phony faith. Obviously, there is a faith that to some looks like faith, sounds like faith, but it's not real faith. It's phony faith. And so he's saying, don't have a phony faith. Other translations bring this out. They say faith that is not assumed, but real. Not a counterfeit faith. A true faith, a genuine faith, and like the title of our series again, a faith in God that's real. Real faith. Why do we need to talk about real faith? Because obviously, there is phony faith.
Right, that's right.
You know, there's a number of people, not just a handful. There's a lot of people across the world in the last, 30, 40 years since we've been in the ministry and learning. I know people that used to be so stirred up about faith, but they're not anymore. People that used to preach faith, but they don't preach it anymore. A lot of people have gotten disillusioned because they prayed things and it didn't come to pass. They said things and confessed things, and it didn't happen. And so they, you know, you keep doing that, keep doing that. Well, of course, you're going to get tired of that. So they got disillusioned and decided, with whether they just came right out and said it or not, that all this stuff don't work. All this believing you receive, all this confession, all this sowing and reaping, all this, you know, that don't work. But the thing is, there's only one other direction you can go. If it's not based on our faith and our walking in faith and receiving in faith, then it must be all up to Him. Not up to us, but up to Him. And so some people are saying, they're talking about new revelations, that wherein you realize it's all up to Him. He does everything, and He's already done everything, and it's all up to Him. That's not new. That's the sovereignty of God in extreme, and a teaching and some kind of a perception that it's all up to God. Well, it's not all up to God. Jesus said repeatedly, according to your faith. Could He have said it's up to God? Could He have said it's according to the sovereignty of God, according to the will of God, according to the power? He could have said that. Men have said that, but it's contrary to the Word. And so people have gotten disillusioned, and some have backed off of faith. But shall their unbelief now make the faith of God without effect? Let it never be said. God forbid. Faith is real. Yes. Right? And if something didn't work, it wasn't God that didn't work. It wasn't the Word that didn't work. And it wasn't real faith that didn't work. It was people calling things faith that wasn't faith. Why would you immediately decide it's God's fault? No, we need to look in the mirror. What do you think? Faith that is not phony, but real. So we've gone through now for a few weeks, and we talked first of all about imitation faith. We talked about presumptuous faith. We've talked about baseless faith, faith without a foundation. We've talked about describing real faith. We've talked about faith you can see and faith you can hear. Right. Hallelujah. Real faith you can see. Real faith you can hear. Amen. And last Sunday we talked about faith and fellowship. Amen. Genuine fellowship, living fellowship with the living God is the fountain faith flows out of. Amen. Hallelujah. And I think one of the biggest problems that people have had is trying to exercise faith without living in fellowship with God. Just learning some faith principles and saying, I'm going to believe this and I'm going to claim that, and they didn't even talk to the Father about it. No, you got to talk to Him. And if you abide in Him and His words abide in you, Jesus said you can ask whatever you want and it'll be done. Hallelujah. But that's you maintaining a living communion with Him. How many know we can't just take faith principles and say this and claim this and pray this? We need to check in with Him every morning, every afternoon. Is that right? We need to be talking to Him. Somebody said, well, just believe. Believe what? Yes. Would you stand on the Scripture? It's a big book. Yeah. Which one? Right. We need to hear from Him every day. And if we're using our faith based on what we're getting from Him in living communion and fellowship in His Word by His Spirit, it'll be real faith. Right. And faith that works. And faith that gets results. Let's go on to another aspect of faith in 2 Timothy, the fourth chapter, if you would. I hope you're ready, because you're going to get a double dose of the Word today. You're going to, no playing around, no little eye drops. Open wide. Here it comes. Amen. 2 Timothy 4, and 7, at the end or near the end of Paul's ministry and life, he made this statement, inspired by the Spirit. He said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say this out loud. I want you to practice.
Yes, sir.
Because you want to be able to say this in a few days. Amen. The Lord tarries is coming. None of us going to be down here forever. You know, the maximum that you can believe for is about 120 years. That's a lot more than most folks make. But if you make it to 120 or 100 or whatever, it's going to come and go so fast. A lot of us are already more than halfway there. And if you're not, how many that's over halfway there can tell the younger folks, you'll be there soon. Is that right? I mean, you look up one day and you're 25, you look up again and whoa, 50. Wow, what happened? And they say the older you get, seems like it goes by faster. It's a perception of time. But the truth is, we think 100 years is a long time. It's nothing. From God's perspective, to Him, a millennia, 1,000 years is like a day to Him. Well, that's the correct perception of time. Well, if a correct perception of time is to live 1,000 years and it be like you just had a day, well, then what would 100 years be like to you? It'd be like a couple of hours. And so with the Lord, that's with the Lord sustaining you. A lot of people don't make it that long. With the Lord sustaining you, you're going to look up in a few years. And what you want to be able to say when you realize you're about to breathe your last, you're about to get out of here. If you're a believer, nothing to be scared of, something to be excited about, because they're working on your mansion right now. The Lord said, I go to prepare a place for you. If it wasn't so, I'd have told you. They're working on your place. You have a place. Are you a believer?
Yes.
Are you a Christian?
Yes.
You have a place.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. A place. One man that died and went to heaven and came back, he said, I had real estate. He had the idea, like some people, that there were these cookie cutter mansions, you know, with white columns side by side down the street. He said, uh-uh. He said, I had a lake. I had a mountain behind my house. He said, and I was just standing there with my mouth open going, ha, ha, ha. All this. And he said, the Lord said, I know what each of my children like. And I custom build their abodes to their liking. Abode is the Greek word that you see in the book of John where he said, I go to prepare a place for you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Real Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.